This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Political parties have intensified election campaign for the third and final phase of assembly polls in Jammu and Kashmir and single phase voting in Haryana. Polling in Jammu and Kashmir in the final phase will be held on Tuesday for 40 assembly constituencies. Leaders of various political parties are holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a rally in Jammu today. Security arrangements have been put in place for the Prime Minister's rally. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi will also address rallies in the Union Territory today. In Haryana, polling for the 90 assembly seats will be held on the 5th of October. Poll campaign in the state has also intensified. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah addressed three public meetings in Ambala, Kurukshetra and Rewari yesterday. He highlighted the initiatives taken by the BJP government in Haryana. Mr. Shah criticized the previous Congress regimes, saying that it was marked with cuts, commission and corruption. Congress leader Kumari Sailja addressed rallies at Kalawali and Dabwali yesterday. She criticized the BJP government for troubling farmers, labourers, traders and unemployed youth. The leaders of the Aam Aadmi Party and other regional parties are canvassing actively for their candidates. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a day-long visit to Telangana today. During her stay, the president will grace the 21st convocation of Nalsad University of Law at Hyderabad. She will also inaugurate the Bharatiya Kala Mahotsav at Rashtrapati Nilayam in Secunderabad. The 8-day-long Kala Mahotsav will showcase the art, culture, crafts and culinary diversity of the northeastern states. Indian Railways will operate over 6,000 special trains in the upcoming festive season for Durga Puja, Diwali and Chhat Puja between 1st October to 30th November. Every year, Indian Railways runs special trains during festive season to facilitate the travel of lakhs of passengers. Nation pays homage to Nightingale of India, Lata Mangeshkar, on her 95th birth anniversary today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that Lata Mangeshkar will always live on in the hearts and minds of people due to her soulful songs. Remembering Lata Didi on her birth anniversary, Mr. Modi said he has been fortunate to receive her affection and blessings. The Prime Minister also shared a link of article written in a national daily by Hridaynath Mangeshkar, sharing glimpses of her special bonding between him and Lata Didi. In Bihar, Water Resource Department has issued a high alert of flash flood as large volume of water discharges likely through Kosi and Gandak barrages. It comes after extremely heavy rainfall in the catchment areas of Kosi and Gandak rivers in Nepal. It is likely to affect West Champaran, East Champaran, Saran, Gopalganj, Supaul, Saharsa and other districts in the state. India's foreign exchange reserves have surged by $2.83 billion to touch a new lifetime high of $692.29 billion in the week ended 20th September. Foreign currency assets, a major part of the overall foreign exchange reserves, increased by $2.057 billion to $605.686 billion. Indian Army celebrating 198th Gunners Day today. The day is celebrated to commemorate the raising of the first Indian artillery unit, namely 5 Bombay Mountain Battery, on this day in 1827. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has joined the leaders of the United States and France in voicing support for India's bid for a permanent seat on the United Nations Security Council, UNSC. Addressing the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly, UNGA, in New York, Mr. Starmer called for reforms to make the global multilateral system more representative and responsive. In badminton, the women's doubles pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand will face the Taiwanese duo Si Pin Shan and Hung Sun Tzu in the semi-final of Macau Open today. The match is scheduled to start at 10:50 a.m. Indian Standard Time. In cricket, the start of play off on day two of the second and final test between India and Bangladesh in Kanpur has been delayed due to rain. And that is the end of this news bulletin.